moving from feeling the pain and despair to reflecting on our actions and making decisions about how we relate to our world is more than challenging for me. How do I resolve the doubts that arise? Various opinions about what truly benefits our planet sometimes confuse me. But the thoughts which might immobilize me the most are the discomfort and perhaps the guilt that I feel when realizing my complicity in our abuse of the planet. And I would say that I, along with all of you, do my share. I recycle, even when I have to drop off those hard-to-recycle items in Boulder. I consider combining errands to reduce my driving. I place the spider outside the door. And I sometimes move the wet worms off the sidewalk. I wish I could be content with some of these steps that I have taken. However, being in community with all of you and being a part of the interdependent web of the planet remind me that contentment is not really an option. At this point, I am not sure what my options might be. One choice can be to continue the reading and reflection, which I did in preparation for this service. The more challenging choices will then follow. I hope the prayer of Thich Nhat Hanh will stay with me to guide me and encourage me, and I hope the same for all of you. His prayer: Dear Mother, each time I sit in stillness on your earth, I will be aware that you are in me. It is possible for me to embody your wonderful qualities of perseverance, patience, and forbearance, of depth, endurance, and stability, of great courage and non-fear, and inexhaustible creativity.